USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Peace talks are underway in Qatar. The historic meeting between the Afghan government and the Taliban is aimed at shaping a power-sharing government that would end decades of war. If successful, the peace deal would be the first time in generations that a new Afghan government was not established by gunpoint. The government right now was established following the American invasion of Afghanistan. Each previous government going back to 1979 was set off by a coup, a collapse, or a conquest. The talks begin amid a pullout of American troops. Top government infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci said he disagreed with President Trump's assessment that the U.S. has rounded the corner on the coronavirus pandemic. He says the stats are disturbing, with the country starting the flu season with a high baseline of new COVID-19 cases. This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making an extra $5,000 to $10,000 a month flipping tax-lien properties? Or buying tax-forfeited properties at 50% off market value to flip for even larger cash profits? Then listen. The Tax-Lien Wealth Builders Company is offering a free tax-lien investor kit to anyone that texts INVEST to 72000 right now. With this kit, you'll learn to use their formula and website to buy tax-liens anywhere in the U.S. that can earn you up to 18 to 25% returns secured by the government. It's so simple, you can even do this from the safety of your own home if you have access to the right online tools. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty, fixing up houses, or unclogging toilets, text INVEST to 72000 now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus free tickets to an online training session, and see how fast you can receive your first tax lien paycheck. You can't afford to wait. Text INVEST to 72000. That's tax INVEST to 72000 for your free kit now. Individual results may vary. Text INVEST to 72000.
There's some hope for clearer skies along the West Coast. Details from USA's Tim Berg.
Weather forecasters say wildfire smoke blanketing the West Coast could start to lift over the weekend. Dozens of wildfires burning across the West have covered cities like Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Phoenix in a haze of smoke.
The wind was blowing so hard, and it still should have been daylight, but it was dark. And the ashes were everywhere, and the wind was blowing outrageously bad. I mean, it was bad.
That man speaking on Fox News, the wildfires have destroyed thousands of square miles in 13 states and have burned hundreds of homes.
Also, at least 23 people have been killed by the wildfires across three states. A half million Oregon residents were told to evacuate. There has been one arrest made in that state, 41-year-old Michael Bikella. He faces two counts of arson and other charges. Authorities accuse him of starting one blaze that merged with the Alameda fire. And you are listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A study from Johns Hopkins University shows that the data on the Sturgis motorcycle rally may be incorrect. USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
Researchers at Johns Hopkins University are raising doubts about a study that estimated the motorcycle rally in Sturgis, South Dakota, led to more than 260,000 new cases of coronavirus nationwide. The study by San Diego State University also found the annual event resulted in more than $12 billion in health care costs stemming from infections. Johns Hopkins researchers say the data collected by San Diego Center economists, in fact, only supported that the Sturgis event led to a small spike in COVID-19 cases in the county that hosted the rally, as well as in surrounding areas. But the paper also called the model used to reach the study's specific finding of nearly 260,000 new cases of COVID-19 nationwide extremely weak. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A federal appeals court ruled that Florida can require felons to pay all fines, restitution, and legal fees before they can regain their right to vote. That reverses a lower court ruling that held the measure unconstitutional. The 6-4 ruling by the 11th Circuit, 4 months after a judge said the requirement was akin to a poll tax. The legal battle began when voters in the Sunshine State voted to end disenfranchisement of many convicted felons in 2018. The Florida legislature passed a law the following year requiring the restitution requirement. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.